The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Yes, I am Jesus. I come again to speak of the truths of the Father's creation, His universe, your souls, and your ultimate goal of finding light and purity and love. I wish to speak today comparing the purity of the sixth sphere, the heaven of man, and that of the celestial kingdom. I wish to talk about the differences of these two places and what constitutes their differences. The sixth sphere, or the sphere of the natural man in his pristine state, which is a heaven in its own right. Is a place where all conditions and energies that are contrary to God's creation are expunged and made and transformed into a state of purity and harmony. The thoughts of these spirits within this realm are pure and clear, without sin or error. This is where the love, the natural love of man, is expressed in all its purity and beauty. A great morality exists within this place, though it has several sub-spheres which make for a harmony amongst individuals and races of your world, which express various cultures and ideas, very much refined within the sixth sphere. It is not that each race shuns the other. It is that each race have certain predilections and ideas that reinforce a cultural perspective of the mind. And these refined ideas and developments, creating, shall we say, their own world, are beautiful in their expressions and in harmony and balance with God's creation. And since different languages are spoken, and also communication may happen mind to mind, there are no barriers between these races, nor between these subspheres, as one may enter therein easily, one to the other, experiencing the uniqueness and beauty of each sphere, each subsphere. These are places of great beauty, great creativity, great artistry, and great scientific knowledge. These are places where every soul is in harmony with every other soul. There are no conflicts within this heaven. There are great expressions of love, one for the other, deep and harmonious, interconnecting each soul, each mind, with a light and a beauty that displays the uniqueness of each creation, each individual that is God's creation. And this world is created by man, by the imagination of men and women, though there is very little difference in these places between the two sexes, as there is no need to delineate. Merely the expression of the personality of each individual and the expression of their spirit bodies, refined and beautiful in light. It is truly a heaven which, from your perspective on earth, would be difficult to discern and delineate between the celestial heavens, save for one crucial aspect. Within the sixth sphere, there is very little expression of the divine love of God. Though there are souls inhabiting this place that may have a great deal of this love within them, for they are the ones who are traveling through the sixth and headed for the seventh. But for those residents who intend to be present within this sphere and not move forward, for they do not believe there is any greater place to move forward to, they are not well endowed with the love of God. Their love is that of the natural love, and as I say, beautifully expressed, pure in its nature. But as many of you know, there is a greater love that exists in the universe. The God's great soul is of a quality of love that is different from that of the human creation. Even though each individual has a soul, that soul cannot reflect the essence of God unless it receives this gift, and this gift expands and transforms the soul into something that is not human in the way that these inhabitants of the sixth sphere are human. They go beyond that place of perfection to another place that is in a way imperfect, because the soul can never become perfect and fixed in its development in regards to receiving divine love, since this is an eternal process, an eternal awakening of the soul. So it is within the human nature to want to affix itself to a stable condition, something that is comfortable and recognizable to the mind. It is not for those who journey forward beyond the sixth sphere and through the seventh into the celestial kingdom to desire such a fixed consciousness and place of awareness. With the awakening of the soul and the awakening of the soul faculties, the individual realizes that progress is infinite, and that to be affixed to a certain level of progression would be to inhibit the great awakening and transformation of the soul and the additions to the soul which come with this transformation. Those things within the soul may be transformed upon entering the celestial kingdom. But beyond this is a great addition to these aspects and capacities of the soul, expanding exponentially with the gift of this great love growing within and expanding without. A whole new mind comes into play, that of the mind of the soul, the consciousness of the soul, expanding and growing as a divine love fuels the soul in all aspects, awakening many things that cannot be awakened by the man who travels the journey to natural perfection. For there is a ceiling to this journey, and it is limited. Yet with the journey towards a one-ment with God, the soul ever seeks at one-ment to receiving the gift of the essence of his soul. There are no limitations. Nothing is fixed permanently. Yet there are aspects of the celestial heavens that remain fixed in a way that is the creation of the soul awakened, the imagination of the soul, the creativity of the soul, expressing itself within the environs of the celestial kingdom and its many spheres. And so just as it is in the heaven of the natural man, there are what may be considered material aspects of the celestial heavens. Just as upon your earth there are landscapes and elements of the earth which come together to create beauty, which are highly aesthetic and pleasing to the mind and the soul. And so it is within these spheres of the celestial heavens, at least within the lower spheres of these heavens. Beautiful landscapes, homes for those souls who desire such, waterways, plants and flowers, paths, and all things of the creative mind of the individual, music and art, many things of great beauty. Yet these things are so refined and so ethereal in their reflections of God's beautiful creation that it would be very difficult indeed to describe in detail these places of habitation. And yet indeed they are places of habitation where the souls of the redeemed may exist in all beauty and harmony and grace, with the love of God permeating everything. And bringing to each individual great joy and happiness. The creativity of a soul is limitless. And with great progression that comes with the transformation of the soul, the many variations and elements of this creativity are wondrous to behold. And so the joy of each soul within heaven is great indeed, filled with awesome wonder and joyful appreciation and loving acknowledgement of God's creation, enhanced by the creation of the soul. This combined outpouring, flowing of beauty, of energies so refined and uplifting that it would be difficult for you to comprehend. A light so intense that it would rival your sun. And this is within the first celestial heaven. And as one progresses through the many heavens within the celestial kingdom, where, as I have said, my Father's home has many mansions, so it is in the kingdom of heaven. Many spheres, many places that are possible to inhabit by those souls who continue to progress by receiving the divine love. As this progression continues, the ways of habitation, the ways of the individual souls within these heavens changes. And there is no need for these material aspects of life that are so familiar to each soul. Instead, they progress beyond those places that have any material recognition. And they progress into spheres that are extremely ethereal and lack any material aspects whatsoever. And so the higher spheres of heaven may reflect some aspects of material form, but these things are ever changing as the capacities of each soul are great and have the power to transform in a fluid way the environment in which that soul may exist. And so these many places of habitation in the higher spheres of the celestial heavens have no fixed form whatsoever, but are constantly in motion and may last for an extended period of time, but also may vanish within an instant. For those of you on Earth, this would be a very disorienting experience indeed, as your environment would change constantly, and you would have nowhere you may affix your attention. Yet, with the mind of the soul and the faculties of the soul fully engaged and expanding continuously, as one receives and continues to receive the gift of the Father's love, so there is no need for these fixed points of reference. The fluidity of life becomes a great dance of awareness of all the expressions of God's great soul coming into focus. And there is indeed a beautiful interaction between God and the soul, a constant communication, a sharing, soul to soul. Though this is not at one with God, it certainly is a closeness, a bond of love, so intense and so wondrous that one may consider this to be at one-ment. Yet there is always more and more upon this journey of the soul, coming closer into the reality of God, coming to that place of expanded awareness and understanding that only a soul empowered by God's love, His essence, may bring. So you see, my friends, this is a great journey, one that encompasses many, many experiences and aspects of life. Life in the material world, life within the world of spirit, life within the celestial heavens. A continuation of ever-expanding and uplifting experiences and knowings and soulful joy and recognition of God. And so I have completed my journey through the spheres into the celestial heavens, explaining to you the significance of these mileposts of awareness, of coming to know in a greater and fuller way the many aspects of God's creation and God's existence. This journey is determined by your own free will, your own effort to awaken your soul through prayer. And yes, you may consider the journey towards the heavens of the natural man. This in itself is a beautiful destination, one that many take and are content to reside within this place, where all the higher aspirations of humanity are realized and expressed. A place full of light and joy, of purpose and truth. A place that satisfies all the needs of the individual, where they may explore and experience the depths of a soul's and mind's desire to communicate and be with others in intimate and beautiful ways. A place where the opportunity to learn many things about God's universe, to experiment and create within this knowledge, are available with such sophistication and beauty that you would be astounded by what has been accomplished in these places. And yet a soul that yearns for God is destined to go beyond that place, that beautiful light. The soul that yearns for God will grow in many ways and beyond the limitations of the natural man, even in the intellectual faculties. There is greater progression. And the realities and the creativity of the celestial spheres has such diversity and beauty. They are truly sublime and gives the individual soul such joy and satisfaction that that indeed a yearning for more continues and continues as this progression and transformation of the soul and all its potentials is awakened, continuously awakened. So much awaits the individual who begins their journey upon this earth plane. Each soul unique, each soul destined to experience the many aspects of life upon this world of yours, and go beyond this world into many other worlds, many other planes of existence, many other realities that have been created by man, and those realities that have been created by God. And you have not been denied the truth, beloved souls. For each of you who listen to my words, have read my teachings, have come to experience the veracity of what I say, know that there are many things in heaven and earth that are yet to be experienced, that are yet to open on this journey of awakening and growing and developing and the expressions of your true selves as you continue to release those barriers that hold you from these things. The gradual dawning of truth, the awakening of God's great reality and existence and love for you will come just as the sun rises and brings light to a new day. So your souls will absorb the light of God's love and come to awaken in the new birth that is the transformation of your souls in God's love. There is little to hold you back, beloved souls. Yes, you grapple with your minds and all the error that has been infilled within those minds. You grapple with your emotions and its tumultuous internal dialogue with your mind and intentions. You grapple with your needs, your desires, and all the distortions that come with a life lived in this darkened world. But in truth, it is but a flicker of existence, an existence that is full of many, many wonderful adventures, light-filled awakenings and revelations. Great love, beloveds, great love is coming to you. It pours upon you at this very moment as you continue to consider and contemplate the universe. Know that it is filled with such variation, such great opportunities to accomplish your task of awakening, of being in the light, of being a being of light and love. There is nothing to hold you back, beloved souls. Nothing that can truly keep you from God. It starts with your desire, your longing to go beyond those human conditions that bring you pain and suffering. To go to that place where there is peace, where there is light, and there is love. For God embraces every soul who seeks Him. God desires that you come and drink of the living waters of his soul, this nourishment that will open the doors of discovery, of experience, of joy and love. It is available to you as it is to every soul. May you come to see this as your truth and your life. For I come from that high place within the celestial heavens, so different from your earth, to teach you these things and encourage you forward, so that your heart may be open, that you may have great faith in the possibilities of life, that your souls may awaken to all its potentials and beauty, that your lives may be infused with love and great joy. For this is what is meant for each one of you. This is your destiny. This is your birthright. This is the gift that God has opened and has a great desire that each of you may receive this blessed gift of love. May God bless you on your journeys, beloved souls. Know that I walk with you, that I will always walk with you. And I will come again and speak of many truths of the soul. I thank you for listening to me today, beloved and beautiful souls all, seeking truth, seeking light, seeking healing. It comes with God's touch. God bless you. I am your brother and friend. I am Jesus. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.